literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude? A wing my whip.
We on it.
Well, that dude, in comedy, the closest, like, dudes can never understand older chicks seeing hot younger chicks. As a comedian, when you see a funny dude who's like 24, you're like an old lady all of a sudden. Like, she's not that hot.
Oh,
she's not that pretty. She's not that hot. So when you're a little older, you see a youngster coming in, you're like, "You, I can't believe you like her."
Yeah, for sure.
Stop looking at her.
Yeah, that's how I get every single time. Like Vulture came out with their top 20 up and coming comedians. I just read it like, as if.
Then you go get plastic surgery.
Yeah, then I go get the tits. Get a massive tits.
Dude, you even trying to get into, I think it's called the, fucking, what's the name of it? The phallic mother. I'm finishing the denial of death, and they just end with, I'm almost on the ending, but they
Hit you with a...
They're breaking down Freudian theory, and they're trying to say, like, it's not all just about, like, sex and impulses. It's more about the fear of death is what really drives people. And they get into the symbol of the phallic mother, dude. It's so fucking fuck. Because there's female castration, there's castration anxiety. So like dudes, and people say like it's not about losing your dong. It's about like realizing you're a finite creature, and you do this at like 6 years old, and it just terrifies you. But when you see like, you know, because back then you would just like peep your mom's vag all the time on accident. You're all taking like baths and shit together. So you see your mom's vag. You see your mom's vag. You just sort of like, you're just blown away. Like, why the fuck doesn't my mom have a dong? So you're saying you get like tortured by dreams of just your mom with a dong?
Wait, what?
It's the phallic mother.
Who's
dude.
Getting that dream?
It's a symbol of unity. I mean, nobody.
Dude, people get dreams of chicks with dicks?
Back then, yeah. Well, it's like, dude, it's an ancient symbol. And the idea is when you figure out that. So there's.
Freud sucks, dude. I hate rules,
dude.
Every single thing. No. Every time I hear Freud, I'm mad.
Dude, it's not just him. These are ancient symbols, dude. The fucking hermaphrodites are ancient symbols.
It fires me up, dude. Talking about Joan with a dick. Catch one.
What do you think she'd be sporting? If you did see your phallic mother, what do you think she'd be sporting?
Joan? Based on her attitude? Hog? Actually, no. Based on her attitude, absolute penis. Walking around like,
you think she'd have like a bird's nest, just like big pubes and a little tears?
Yeah, a little robin's egg.
Dude, this shit was fucking me up. It was like, as a little boy,
your mom would be donged out.
You think she'd be donged out?
I think your mom has big dick energy for sure.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah, I do. As soon as I said big dick energy, I'm like, I'm a fucking bitch.
No, that's fair.
Dude,
I almost said it. About
yo, you should watch. I listened to this podcast.
Thanks for that. I'll tell my mom about the compliment.
I think she's like strong. Your mom's like
pretty
fit.
Strong, yeah, for sure. She's
a fucking jacked dick.
I like to imagine her with something a little more like, you know, just like standard.
Kind dude, of, the, like the, I, so everyone's. I got on. I was listening to a podcast and I checked the number one podcast in the world at the time was this girl named Sophia. Mm-hmm. She was one half of what's the name of that podcast?
Sophia,
the guys, not guys we fucked.
The guys we sucked.
It was the remake of Guys We Fucked with hot chicks.
Caller Danny.
They were like, all right, what if they were hotter and sluttier? Perfect. And it was a home run, dude.
It's called Caller Danny. We,
yeah, think if somebody remade our show just like two hotter chaps, dudes that were just more like a more crazy version of us. They were just like, yo, bro,
oh, that'd be so fucking funny.
But
we'd have to find them and destroy them.
We'd have to. Guys We Fucked needs to kill Call Her Daddy.
For sure.
But Call Her Daddy broke up already, obviously. It was two hot chicks. They exploded.
Oh, for sure.
They
just wanted different things for lunch one day and the whole thing fell apart. Like, how are we not both getting our way? This doesn't make sense.
But so the one girl who – so they split. The one girl stayed with Barstool. Mm-hmm. And now she's the captain of the ship. The other one was exiled.
To where?
And was humiliated. Like,
What was the problem?
I don't know. It was something about money. Because they were making...
They didn't understand it?
No, they were making like hundreds of millions of dollars. They were killing it. But they were getting nothing because they signed a contract with Barstool.
Good for
who,
them.
In their defense, Barstool probably made them that famous.
Yeah.
But I think the one girl wanted more. The other girl was like, fuck her. I'll stay. And sold her out. They just talked shit. Anyway.
Awesome.
I listened. Dude, you got to listen to these podcasts. They're nuts.
I mean, dude, it's the ramblings of hot... We should listen.
The ramblings of hot chicks is...
It's got to be so funny.
Wild, dude.
Yeah,
it's just like, yes, daddy gang. They refer to the fans as daddy gang. And she just talks to them. She'll talk to them while they're talking. They're like, "Daddy gang, this is what happened. I was like sucking a guy's dick. Oh my god, I'm such a slut. Daddy gang." Dude, it's what? Wild to listen to. It's wild.
What
you gotta
the
hear.
Fuck? This thing broke up.
I know. I can't believe it.
I mean, they instantly they started comparing themselves to each other. Dude, you can't put two hot chicks in a room.
They're
dude.
So hot.
They're like roosters.
They are. They're like beta fish.
They'll peck each other's fucking yeah. things off, dude.
They will.
They probably got in there like.
Well, I listened to the one girl. So it was the number one podcast in the world. Was her explaining what happened? And she was like,
"Imagine being Malcolm Gladwell. You do like 9 hours of research, and they just throw hot chicks mix." So I was blowing a guy.
Two hot chicks, like, "Daddy gang, this is what you have to do. You want to gluck gluck gulp a guy's cum?" It's like, holy fuck, dude. Now I think, in their defense, they are powerful women, and I do think they give good relationship advice to other sluts. You know, I think it's a slut playbook.
True.
It's important.
What's the end goal?
They're doing important work.
What are they helping you get to?
Well, they're already turning like 28, so now it's marriage.
Yeah.
Which is great, because like 2 years ago, they were like 26. Like, "I'm going to fuck a New York Met."
That's what.
And
that's,
then now it's like,
"I'm going to marry an accountant."
I never thought I'd want this, but I should probably get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the trajectory of the modern woman, dude. And I hate to say it. It's like, you slut yourself out. You hit the slut market as hard as you can. It's like guys are, you know, fucking on Wall Street, like, sell. Like, they're 26, staying up all night. As a girl, again, hate to say it, but this is what I've seen. You slut as high as, at like the highest levels possible, because you're trying to creep socially as high up as you can. And not all, but a lot do this. And then, dude, like 27, 28, your one friend lands a dude that gets married. I've watched this happen. Start to get a little disillusioned. Start hitting up the old boyfriends from high school, from college, that you kind of put on the back burner because, yeah, you blew a guy on the Mets once and you thought you were going to like marry Michael Jackson's son all of a sudden. And then 28 hits and you start going, "All right, I've slutted at decently high levels. I think I could land a mid-manager for fucking Cigna." And you do that, and, you know.
Bro.
And you go on Instagram and fucking write long shit nobody reads for the rest of your life.
Yeah, oh, I hate to be mean. Look, we're being mean to two chicks that became millionaires doing exactly what we do.
Yeah.
And they did it in like a 1 week.
I'm bitter.
Oh, yeah, we're both bitter fats. But
we got to start sucking dick.
I'm going to fucking blow Dorian. I'm going to pin Dorian to the ground.
You have to pull his pants down, dude. His pants off.
Billy almost pantsed me at the live cast. And if Billy would have pantsed me.
He's a motherfucker, dude.
Bro, I was wearing track pants. Nice. Bro, if he would have. He did it. He like gave me a little tug to put the fear of God in me.
He didn't do it.
He didn't. He was like, "I could have had you."
Oh, that's actually pretty
Could have had you. But it was right. I was like holding a beer and like a cigarette. I was walking back inside and there were like fans outside. I was like, "All right, guys, thanks a lot for coming." Dude, if he would have hit me with a full pants, both hands were full. And Billy's strong and explosive.
Oh, you could have got your pants.
It would have been underwear. Dick out.
Oh,
fast too. I would have been. I wouldn't have even had time to move. I'd be holding a beer and a cigarette. Like, "All right, hey guys, thanks a lot for coming out, man. That was really cool. You guys, thanks for supporting us." Like,
what's the penalty? Look up the penalty for pantsing somebody.
I could have pressed charges.
For sure,
dude. I would have pressed charges. Pressed charges.
Can you go to court and magic? So you'd have to get like cam footage. You'd have to get street cam footage to prove you were pantsed. So you'd have to show your penis to a jury, dude.
First of all, I didn't even know there was a pantser among us.
I thought they're extinct.
My one friend Jared was a great pantser. Whenever I'm around him, dude, and I'm usually wearing stuff with elastic waistbands. Tighten it up.
That's why they invented belts.
I tie the knot. As soon as I found out there was a pantser among us,
for sure.
You'll never see me with a loose string again. If I know Billy's going to be around, tight. It's like a samurai, dude.
That's why back in the day, dude, they used to wear, like, guys would wear, like, 9 different layers, dude. You probably got pants back then, dude. Fuck your whole shit up.
But yeah, getting pants while.
Pants out in the middle of a field with no one else around. He was like, fuck, man.
We used to pants people at football and cow tip them.
Oh, fuck,
so
yeah.
Pants and then cow tip immediately.
Dude, we used incredible. We did a thing in recess where in grade school where like you would get behind somebody, the classic kneel down, but then you would pants and push.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. Same thing.
Pants cow tip.
It's the ultimate. It's like murder in terms of bullying.
It is.
It's a top.
That's
sin.
The actual. Yes.
We did it to someone in grade school. Dick out falling. I still feel bad.
Because a falling dick is the funniest thing. I mean, a stationary dick just sitting there. Yeah,
but
very funny. But a falling
you
dick.
You cover really quick. Yeah. When you're falling, you just dick out. Like,
so first off, it's so funny to criticize the. The slut podcast, man. They're so fucking dumb. Anyway, dude, a dick when you're falling. But I remember a kid, we pants a kid, and he chased the other kid around, tried to fight him immediately. That's an on-site offense. Fuck, dude. That's an absolute fight.
It's either fight or cry.
You have
either
to cry.
Either cry or you fight.
You have to cry.
Or both,
dude.
Yeah.
If you cry, you win. If somebody pantses you and you cry, if I would have cried at the end of the show, Billy pants me and I cried. I've had a really hard year.
Dude, Catholic school, one day a week, everyone was game for getting pants. You're in your gym uniform.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, dude.
Tuesdays.
That was when you just would scheme on a pants all week. You're like, damn, come Tuesday, bro. I'm about to pants the fuck out of this kid.
Yeah. That's tough. Man. That's tough getting pants.
A lot of people got pants. Dude, a lot of dongs. Pants. A lot of dongs were shown in the recess.
Pants.
<yeah. laughs> What's the penalty for being pants? Do you guys find it?
Yeah, the pantser doesn't get in trouble. It's fine. But the pantsy can get charged with indecent exposure.
This is crazy. This is a lie.
It's not a lie.
This is an outrage. This is an unjust.
Hey,
are you
right into your local senator?
Are you pantsy blaming?
No, I'm just reading the facts, sir.
Holy fuck. So if you pants someone, it's basically it's on you.
What's your last name?
Mick Wiggin.
What?
Yeah.
Lemaire, that was the first time Lemaire heard it, too. Look at the law offices of Lee and McWiggin. The pantsy actually is at fault. Called McWiggin and Lee.
Damn, so maybe there's like different no-fault states where like, yeah, we don't prosecute pantsors here in Illinois.
No, that's...
No, you're good. He got it wrong. It's backwards. The person who pulls the pants down gets registered as a sex offender.
Yes.
Oh, so he cops his exposure.
Damn, I could get Billy on a list if he tries to pants me.
Billy might have been a pedophile, bro.
Where's that?
Technically, Billy is a sex
offender.
Got him.
Billy's a sex offender.
Is that in America? Look at the law offices. The law offices are hard at work.
It's not in America.
It was in England.
Ooh.
Wow, across the pond. You got to go over to England. That's just old English law. Classic English law.
That's why we fought the Declaration. That's why we fought the Revolutionary War.
That was a war. The United States was just full of pantsers. Damn.
Hell yeah, dude. Where are we at time-wise here?
Oh, it's time. Right, yeah. Yo. Shout out Kyle Larson. He's back in NASCAR.
Is he really? They let him back in?
They let him back in. He served his 6-month probation after saying the N-word. Shout out Young Money. His nickname's Young Money.
Young Money? Damn,
dude. His nickname's Young Money. He got fired for saying the N-word.
Now he's back on the track.
What an immense loss for the Williams Grove family. But it's good to see him back, big leagues.
Imagine the president of NASCAR. Like, we got to fire him. He said the N-word. And he's like, so?
Oh, I know.
What are you talking about? He's like, no, it's like 6 months. He's like, it seems kind of ridiculous, but yeah, go. I guess 6 months will do it.
Man, that'd be tough luck for Kyle Larson.
Yeah,
getting hit with a fired for saying the N-word during this pandemic. Bad timing. I think it was before everything popped off too. So shit just probably got continued, and then the fucking noose at Talladega on what's his name?
Bubba
Wallace.
Turned out to be a fake news.
It was
right?
A false flag.
Yeah.
It was a false news.
False news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
But I had every time a different like race story came out, Kyle Larson was probably fuck.
Shit.
Young Money. Young Money, you got to prove all these guys wrong.
Well, it's so funny, too. We were just watching that Stern Hollywood Square shit. People were like, things are so fucked up. I'm like, we're making progress, dude.
Big time.
We're making progress.
It's funny that like you and me watch it. We're like, whoa, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And today, you and me are like the modern day shock jock. You know? We're both just edgy.
Exactly, dude.
People can't stop us. We're too edgy.
Yeah, I wonder edgelords in like 2040 are going to be really, really sick.
Edgelords are going to be such pussies in 2040.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like, I
shouldn't even be on the air right now as a white guy, but even just talking right now is crazy. Sorry for laughing.
Here's an opinion. You're going to give an opinion? Be like, I don't care, dude. I don't care
anymore. Maybe I'll give an opinion.